y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host, Diamond and Silk at Silk on Silk.
Diamond on Diamond.
Okay, so I'm having a wardrobe malfunction because I see my strap short. If I'm good now. All right. So listen to me. I'm so happy.
You ain't doing no Janet Jackson.
I'm not doing no Janet Jackson out up in through here.
Don't want nothing to come out.
We don't want nothing to come out up in through here.
None of that. Okay,
listen. I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to share this podcast because we have a fabulous guest that's going to be on the show tonight by the name of Mel K. I'm so excited to be talking to her. So I want you all to stop right now. I want you to share this podcast, share Frank's Speech, share Lindell TV. Sharing is caring if you care about your fellow American. If you care about people and you want them to know the truth and nothing but the truth, please share this everywhere.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
also, if you can't share these on these platforms, when you're out and about, let people know about Frank's Speech.
Yes.
Let people know what's going on. I'm thinking about having some cards made up that says Frank's Speech and the names to go on the little cards so I can pass them out to people. Okay, and then I've got another idea. You know, last night we was talking to Mike Lindell about election integrity, and he was telling us how, he was telling everybody, he was doing the call to action, go right here on Frank's Speech and click on, I think you click on, is it Fix 2021st? But the Supreme Court complaint is there. You read the complaint and then you can scroll down, you all, and you can email the attorney generals, right?
Right.
To let them know, hey, we're putting some fire to the feet. Look, we want y'all to go ahead on and sign up.
That's right.
On this, right? And so I was up this morning, fixing breakfast, you all.
Okay.
And I thought of a great idea. I said, you know what needs to happen?
What did you have for breakfast?
Don't judge me.
Uh-huh.
I had bacon, which I know I didn't need.
Uh-huh.
A scrambled egg and some toast with peanut butter and jelly on the toast. Then I layered it with the bacon and then I layered it with the egg and cheese. Don't judge me.
Did you scramble it with cheese?
Yes, I did. Okay. And then I topped it off. It was so good. But as I was doing that this morning, I said, you know what needs to happen? Everybody, listen, you need to take and you need to give that Supreme Court complaint. You need to print it. And you need to give it out, pass it out, hand it out to people as Christmas gifts. I don't care if you wrap it in a box, wrap it up and put a bow on it. People need to know what's happening in our country. They need to know what's going on. We can't get it from the left-wing media.
Yeah.
We can't get it from the ones on the right. Don't nobody want to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
We got to let people know what's going on. A lot of people don't know about the Supreme Court complaint.
Well, what if they wrapped it up and sent it up to the AG?
If you want to do that, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But we have to get the word out. That's
right.
Why I keep telling people to share. Make sure you support this platform. Make sure you support Mike Lindell. Make sure you support Diamond and Silk by going to MyPillow.com.
Yeah.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
Right.
Okay, so I gave y'all a mouthful. Okay, now we got to get to the show, you all. Listen, I am just so beside myself. I'm so excited, you all. Do you know how you... You know, you're not supposed to talk about what you do in the dark. Don't talk about, like, just do what you're doing. What stays in Vegas is...
What you do in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, after we've done a show, after I've gotten me a snack, which I know I should not snack that late at night, and I climb, and I'm getting all, you know, got my little clothes off and everything, and then took my shower and everything, and I climb in bed. I go look for other voices. Because something is going on.
Right.
And some people know more than what we know.
Right.
Or what some other conservatives know.
And it's good to know that you're not by yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so I stumbled up on, I've been looking at this here lady for probably about, I want to say, maybe going on 2 years now.
Okay.
On Mel K.
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you all a little bit about her.
Okay.
She's a lover of truth, justice, and freedom.
Yes.
She has an insatiable appetite for uncovering and sharing the truth. She is highly determined to educate the public on what's really going on. I want you all to please welcome to the show, Mel K. Mel, are you there?
Oh. Hey, ladies. I can't hear you for some reason. Hold on.
Okay. She can't hear us. We can hear her. Logan, make sure nothing is in the back. Make sure she can hear us, Logan.
Yes.
Let's get this right because I want this to be, because I'm so excited. Have you all just, look, let me tell you something. I listen to other people.
Right.
I can't listen to the mainstream. They lying to me. I listen to the ones that they kick off YouTube.
Yeah.
Why are you kicking them off?
Why are you
kicking them
off? Wow.
Okay, yeah. Can you see?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us, Mel? There she go. Hello, Mel. How are you? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, she said, well, we can hear
Hold on. I can't hear her.
Okay.
Hold on. I can't hear you.
Okay.
They're working behind the scenes. Okay.
And you all, this is what happens when the show is live.
I can't hear you.
Okay. Okay. Well, see, she think we're talking to her, but I'm just talking abroad.
Right.
I know you can't hear us, but they're getting it all together back in the background. Mm. But I want us to have a great show. And listen to me, you all. I listen to people. I want to hear what's going on here. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know everything.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And when you don't know everything, you have to go out and you have to search. And she's one of those ones that I've searched out. I love some of the things that she's saying. And she's knowledgeable. I need some people that's knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable.
I don't need you just telling me. I need somebody to be knowledgeable.
Knowledgeable and not scared to tell the truth
and
about
what
they
know. And not afraid to tell
that's
the truth.
That's right.
And so I've been wanting to talk to her for a while. And what happened was we did a photo shoot a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And come to find out my photographer, Noor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, oh. So he hooked it up where we could get in contact with her. Mm-hmm. And so I am so very happy to have her on the show tonight. They're working in the background, so I'm just going to keep talking. And sometimes you have to seek out the truth.
Right.
When people don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want to tell you. You got to go and you got to seek it out.
Right.
You know? And a lot of times I notice that when you're telling the truth, they want to call you a conspiracy theorist.
That's right. Conspiracy theorist.
But what is that? Is that a term that they make up to shy you into the darkness?
Yes.
To make you go somewhere and sit down?
They want to mm-hmm. make that term so derogatory that whenever you hear it, you think it's derogatory. For example, when you hear the word cult,
mm-hmm.
you think of Jim Jones.
I think of Jim Jones when I hear the word cult.
Thinking of Jew.
Yeah, think of somebody. Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But the cult is basically a group of people that's gathered in their own one accord.
Uh-huh. But my thing is that I don't like it when the media do that. And I think the media do that because they know that they're liars.
They know
they're not telling people the truth.
Right.
And what they want to do is demonize somebody or demonize other people because these people are rising to the top and the media is still here.
Still at the
Anytime
bottom.
CNN can't get a good million people to watch them, something is wrong with that picture.
And let me tell you, all last week I was off and it felt good to be off. But mm-hmm. you want to know how much news I looked at or media I looked at?
Probably not a lot.
Maybe 1 hour worth for the whole entire week. If I had to add it up,
uh-huh.
maybe an hour worth.
Yeah,
for 7 days.
I had to take a break from it because
not
I know
an
that,
hour a day.
Yeah.
When you total it up for all 7 days, mm-hmm. maybe 1 hour worth.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to take a break.
It felt good
from it. Whenever you have somebody on CNN saying a car ran through.
Yeah.
No. This man. That deliberately, because this is why I say deliberately, Silk.
Uh-huh.
I say deliberately because there was petitions there, so you wouldn't go through it.
Right.
So when you forget about the petitions and run straight through them, that's a deliberate
attempt.
Well,
he didn't forget about them. He just ran straight through them.
That's deliberate.
Yeah.
Didn't blow his horn. And I was looking at this here, and we're just shooting a breeze while they get MLK together.
Go ahead.
But, I was looking at all this and you mentioned something. You said it's so sad that they offered this man a $5 million bail. But you got people up there, patriots, from January the 6th still in jail and haven't even been offered a bail.
A bail. That's right.
Do you see
that's
the,
right.
Do you see the foolery? Uh-huh. I'm about to say another word to start with an F.
Uh-huh.
Do you see the foolishness of uh-huh. all of this here?
Yeah.
Do you all see this here?
Yeah. You give this guy that done ran through a crowd of innocent people, done killed up people, you want to give him a $5 million bail.
Yes.
But then January the 6th, people where they were let in to the Capitol, ushered in to the Capitol, standing there looking around, talking about we have to protest peacefully, guys.
Uh-huh.
You don't even give them a bail.
Yeah. Okay. While they're getting the sound together, Dante wrote us, hey, Dante, I love you. He said, good evening, Diamond and Silk. I have missed you guys and watching the show, but a lot of it had to do with me losing my mother last week. They called it COVID, but she was out of quarantine. Yet, they put her on a ventilator and it went down. Baby, Dante. Okay. Now, you know I can't read this. I'll start crying once you mention that ventilator.
Mm.
You know, we are living can I tell y'all something? We're living in such a time where I'm almost afraid of the doctors.
Oh, I'm not almost afraid of them. I choose not to be there with them or go to them. No.
I'm so serious. Uh-uh. I'm so serious because a lot of this here stuff, Dante, a lot of this stuff, in my humble opinion, can be stopped if they would stop denying people therapeutic medicines that
can
treat them.
That's right.
I am so, have our condolence, baby, but yeah.
But they're putting people, they're doing this here based off of protocol, and I think more people are passing away from protocol than antivirus.
Oh, he goes, okay, Dante, I'm about to read it. 7 hours later, my uncle died the same way. I am not trying to cause problems, baby, you don't, but you got to tell the truth. But people need to hear that the nurse and doctors are not treating patients right.
There you go.
I am sounding the alarm on my channel, but people need to know COVID is not killing all of these people, but the lack of treatment.
Whoa.
They even said if she was vaccinated, the outcome would have been different. How do they know unless they know? I can't wait to tune into to your show tonight, Dante.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
I just said it. It's the
mother and your uncle?
Yeah. It's the protocol.
In Florida, they have the lowest cases, I heard.
Right.
And I heard the highest cases is in Michigan. And I heard this is what they're alleging. It's so bad in Michigan that they are taking and they're bringing people. I think people from the military to work the hospitals.
But see, okay.
Come on.
I don't work at the hospitals and different things out there.
Right.
But I believe that in my whole heart.
Yes.
And all I can do is have my opinion about this.
Right.
I believe people are being murdered.
Well, we thought that. Well, we that ain't nothing new for me and you.
Yeah.
Because when you deny people therapeutic medicines that can help them, something is out of order here.
Yeah.
And then you had this mofo on TV talking about this new variant.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if we got to live with this, let's live with this, but please don't scare up the public. Don't scare everybody. We can't go nowhere. We about half scared.
No.
Don't take and spray stuff in the air to make people sick. I mean, this is out of order.
I feel like it's being done deliberately. Mm-hmm. There is this evil spirit that is plaguing our country deliberately. And you know what? I'm going back to the olden days. What did grandma and them do back in the day? They didn't go to the doctor.
Listen, let me tell you something. That's why we don't mess with our elderly.
Right.
Protect the elderly at all costs, because at the end of the day, we are going to need them because they know things that a lot of us do not know.
But they want to do away with the wise. They don't want the wise here. The people that knows their okie doke. They don't want that. Then when it comes down to their Social Security, different monies that they have to, they're being given back because of what they put into the system. Oh, no. Now that all of that can stop. Okay,
so
that's
so
another
bad
way
for him.
Well, I mean,
he lost his mother, and then seven hours later, according to this email, he lost his uncle the same way. And
with
this
ventilator, I wonder, did they have any of that red?
Dante, I need to know where you're from, like what state.
Yeah, and did any of them take any of that remdesivir, whatever that mess is? Because from my understanding, that's the thing that they would want to try to put people on, you know.
Okay, Fred is correcting me, but I got to correct Fred. Fred said you said $5 million bail, but it was $1,000 bail that was paid to release the driver who killed the people in the parade.
No.
Hold on. Wait. Let's get the story straight. Okay, so before the accident happened, he had another incident and they let him out on $1,000 bail.
Right.
After he went through that barrier and drove through those babies and those people.
Right.
The reason why I say babies, because children was in there too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then they wanted to give him a $5 million bail.
Right.
Uh-huh. He done killed up those people, but them people on January the 6th didn't kill nobody. And you won't even give them a bail.
Right.
You won't even let them out of jail.
Right. And see, that $1,000 bail that they gave to this guy was because he tried to run over one of his baby mamas.
Right. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Like a week or so earlier.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They let him out on $1,000 bond. And then about a week or so later, that's whenever he went through this here and did this massacre right there at that Christmas parade. And now they are offering him a $5 million bail to let him out.
After killing these people. Because I'm sorry, it seemed deliberate to me.
Am I hearing her? Am I hearing something?
Is she on?
Hello!
Okay. Hey, Mel, can you hear us now?
Yes!
Okay, I still can. can't hear her.
I can see her.
We can see her, Logan, but we still can't hear her.
We can't hear her. We cannot hear her. She probably can hear us, but we cannot hear her. Okay, oh, they're still trying.
My favorite person, and we got to talk. We have to.
Hello! Do you guys hear me now?
We hear.
Are you there, Mel?
Yes, I am! Yeah!
Oh, we got her. First of all, listen, girl, I am just so happy to have you on the show. I was telling everybody that, you know, after the show is over with, or after I'm done with my day, I get me a snack, take my little shower, and I get in bed and I watch you. Okay?
Oh, so, that's so nice.
Listen, you know stuff that we just don't know. You know knowledgeable stuff. And I said, we have to have her on the show to talk to her about everything that's going on. Listen, Mel, we don't know what to take of this. We don't know what to think of this here. It's too many things happening. And I think the first thing I want to start off with, let's talk about this new variant. What are your thoughts on this new variant? I just read an email from a gentleman where his mother was in the hospital with COVID. They stuck her on a ventilator. She passed away. And then seven hours later, the uncle was stuck on a ventilator and he passed away. So what do you make of all of this?
Well, what we have to know first and foremost is that the virus is called the Great Reset. And the truth about the virus is that I know people don't want to believe in evil. That's the problem. People don't want to believe what is the facts here. The facts are that they need this Great Reset, and without culling the herd and depopulation, they cannot have their one world government. It is not conspiracy theory. It is conspiracy fact. The virus is the Great Reset. And the more people that they can have in fear that are compliant, it's called Stockholm Syndrome. And they have an entire world right now where half the people like us are awake and get it. And half the people are still worshiping their captors. And again, the variant is probably, first of all, this was all planned by the WHO. I got documents over a year ago where the WHO listed variants and dates, and it is right on time. But really, I believe this variant is the side effects from the vaccine. And anyone getting this booster is playing with fire. The original vaccines took down their immune system. These boosters are evil. I'm telling you right now, I talked to Dr. Zelenko today. I talked to Dr. Artis. I talked to Karen Kay. This is so crazy because let me tell you guys something. The problem here is people don't understand that there is a group called the World Economic Forum. And they wrote a book called The Great Reset, COVID-19, The Great Reset. They also did something called Event 201. A year before with Bill Gates, the Bloomberg, Johns Hopkins, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization, and it was a simulation of a virus attack. Well, guess what? The last 2 years played out exactly as simulated. And what people need to understand is, A, I don't believe that there will be a mass death event, like there are people out there with the doom and gloom, but I do believe you got to save yourself now. I mean, how much more can happen with this virus?
Okay, you said save yourself. Mel, what do we as the American people, I know what to do, but what do the rest of us, all of us, need to do to save ourselves?
Well, you got to stop complying, first of all, and you got to be brave. And here's what I tell people, you guys. And first of all, I have to tell you, I've been listening to you guys from the start. If there was no Diamond and Silk, there would be no Mel K. I'm telling you that 100%. It is so true. And you guys gave me the strength and the courage. And you know what? We both share deep faith in God and country. Oh, yeah. And that's why I believe that this will end with the Great Awakening and God will win this. Already won, in my opinion. Now it's up to us.
Yeah,
but
right.
What people need to understand is who the enemy is. Because we've all been, this started way long ago. It's a color revolution. So what started a long time ago was Soros and Gates and Zuckerberg and all the same people that meet at the World Economic Forum and in Davos and, you know, at Bilderberg, Committee of 300. If people don't know what I'm talking about, please look it up anywhere but Google. And what I will say is the truth of the matter is, and God bless Donald Trump, because their Agenda 21 would have taken us out already. The virus was planned before. The virus was actually planned for Hillary Clinton's presidency. So what people need to understand is that this group of people that are behind the virus, behind the takeover of the world, the totalitarian regime, everything that we're seeing worldwide, they are a group of people that have financed every war since the French Revolution, if you trace it back. Both sides of everything. So what happened is they had a plan, and basically we've all been very deceived by something called the United Nations, okay? And this is the United Nations, in my estimation, from my research, is, yes, Germany lost World War II, but the Nazis did not. And what happened in my my research, in my opinion, is Rockefeller, Kissinger, Bush the senior, a lot of royals and oligarchs around the world, the Bank of International Settlements that owns our Fed, owns all our corporations, owns our IRS, but the Bank of England, which is the City of London, the Vatican, and the Corporation of District of Columbia, all got together and they moved the new Fourth Reich to America down the street from my house at the United Nations, run by David Rockefeller. And what's gone on since then is the slow infiltration of the United States of America. And part of this plan was, they came up with it in 2000. People have to understand, this was a long-term, long-game plan. And I believe Donald J. Trump was aware of this plan. He knew, didn't know exactly their moves. These people, these are Luciferian people. They are against God. And they do not have any, actually, the one thing not welcome at the United Nations, if you guys don't know, is God. They have the Lucifer Trust there, the Lucis Trust. It is a New World Order meditation room to Lucifer. Okay. And they've deceived all of our countries. When the Great Awakening, the wave comes, which will, we need to dismantle the United Nations and audit them and figure out what they've done for the last 50 years to this country and this world. Because Soros, Rockefeller, Kissinger, Gates, all these people, this was an end game. This is the last stand, is the virus. And people have to understand.
They don't think that something can come back and kill them all.
Right. If they're trying to take us down.
I mean,
I think it's a bioweapon that was planned, because, and here's the crazy part, Jeffrey Epstein, this case is so giant. You know, it's funny, during the bogus, Kavanaugh case, where like maybe he tried to make out with this girl when they were in ninth grade, but, which doesn't even seem like they knew each other. But there should be hundreds of thousands of people outside of the Southern District in New York right now demanding to know the truth about the Maxwell Epstein blackmail ring that ran the entire world for these demons that created the COVID virus for the last 25 years. We are dealing with their last stand. And people don't know that Epstein and Gates, they were funding some guy named Lieber, who was a professor at Harvard working on nanotechnology and viruses, who at the same time was working for the Wuhan lab being funded by Gates and Epstein in Wuhan and Soros to create a virus. The virus is really, first of all, I think that they failed. But second of all, the virus was really a scare tactic. The real goal was the vaccine. The virus was never deadly. The virus was never deadly. They even admit it in their book. Okay. So the bottom line that we're dealing with right now is we have a lot of people that have bought it. First of all, the media, I want to say something. In the Nuremberg trials, the media didn't get away with it either. Okay. And people always say to me, so you're telling me the media, the doctors, the nurses, the politicians, they're all lying. Why would they all lie? You know, well, I don't know. 6 million people died in concentration camps, but 1 million people worked there. And what is evil new? When people say that this is biblical, this is God versus Satan, good versus evil, it is. And the truth of the matter is, what we have to know is who the enemy is. They're turning the people of all of our countries, not just America, against each other.
That's right.
The same people are funding Black Lives Matter. They're funding Antifa. They're funding LGBTQ+. They're funding all the hatred in the streets and CRT and defund the police. It is the same group of 3,000 people max that meet at Davos and Bilderberg and the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. This is a small group of people that have had incredible power and have manipulated all of us. I don't know if you guys know about, I'll finish my rant after this, but I don't know if you guys know about Operation Paperclip, but when Kissinger and Rockefeller and all the people, the Bush regime and all of them, when they realized that the Third Reich was not going to instill the New World Order, they took 30,000 of the worst Nazis and brought them to America and inserted them in our science. They created NASA, Wernher von Braun, a giant Nazi. They created, they inserted them into all of our universities, Hollywood, the media, all of that, all for the plan of the one world government, the full on Nazi regime, communist, socialist, top down, bloodline family control of the world. Well, guess what? They got this close. If Hillary Clinton had won 2016, we wouldn't be having this conversation. All three of us would be in the gulag too. You know, you have to understand what Donald Trump did for this country and the world.
Wow. Mel, let's go back to Epstein. There is a trial going on, and I read today it is close to 3 million of documents of evidence, I guess, or paperwork. 3 million, I mean, 3 million, close to 3 million pages of stuff that I guess this person is being accused of. Grassley Maxwell is her name. I hope I said it right. Now, are you telling me, because in my humble opinion, listen, I'm just going to tell you how I feel. I do not believe that Epstein is gone. I don't either. I started singing the song, Epstein's not dead. He's still alive. So it's funny how they don't really want the media on the inside of the courtroom, but they was okay with having the media on the inside of Cosby's when he was going along with his case. So what's going on here? They trying to downplay it, but I really believe that this is huge with close to 3 million documentation of evidence against these people, or this lady. What's going on?
Yeah, who's getting implicated here?
Well, I'll tell you guys something. I was kicked off of YouTube last December. Over more than last December ago, and banned a lot of other places because I did some real deep digging into Epstein and Maxwell and what they're doing. I have to tell you, the truth about Maxwell and Epstein is they were running an international $500 million blackmail ring all over the world. They took over from her father, who was a very nefarious character and a lot of papers. Newspaper is a propagandist, basically working also hand in hand with the Mossad and something called the Mega Group. But he was found dead off of his yacht, apparently, in 1991. And it turned out after that he was in debt for $4 billion that he stole from all of his employees' pensions. Well, at the time, just Ghislaine Maxwell, he had owned the New York Daily News. She came to America and moved in with a very nefarious character people should know about, named Lynn Forrester de Rothschild. And lived in her home and was introduced to Epstein either before her father died or at that time. Ghislaine Maxwell ran with Jeffrey Epstein a ring that encompassed, apparently they have seized 10,000 hours of blackmail from the house in Palm Beach, the house in the island, which was a satanic island with a satanic temple, with all kinds of satanic ritual abuse events going on that many people are implicated in. They also had a place in New Mexico where he was planning a baby-making ranch, which brings in the whole thing with Lieber and MIT and Harvard and the Wuhan lab and eugenics, and he was obsessed with transhumanism. And on top of that, they would have these parties and have these people and everyone come. And basically, they would set up politicians, judges, royals, celebrities, whatever, with children and not teenage girls, friends, children, and would compromise them, put them on camera and put it in a vault. And this was going on. I'm good friends with Kathy O'Brien, who had this whole thing under the Bush administration and the Clintons. Well, Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein were best friends. This is not a joke. Clinton, Epstein, and Weinstein were best friends. And the bottom line here is that people should not be paying attention to four teenage girls that were groomed and used and trafficked and manipulated by Epstein and Maxwell. They should be paying attention to the $500 million blackmail operation that Epstein was running for the Mossad, the Five Eyes, MI6, and clearly our government. Because when that first ridiculous deal went down, which Trump was the only person that testified against him, he was the only person that went to the cops. And I believe he put Acosta in as labor secretary to bring this case to the front of the of humanity's like knowledge. But I will tell you right now that, first of all, they have it all. I fully believe that they do. Second, the Southern District of New York is known for burying these cases. Everything that gets buried goes. Look, Anthony Weiner's laptop had horrific evidence against Hillary, John Podesta, crimes against humanity, Huma Abedin's close connections with the Muslim Brotherhood, all kinds of stuff. We never saw that laptop. We never saw the evidence. He got a slap on the wrist for interacting with it, with an underage girl. Okay, they buried it. For 12 years, they buried the NXIVM case. The NXIVM case was another child trafficking through their Rainbow Cultural Garden. Then on top of that, they were using MKUltra, doing mind control experiments and trafficking women. And he was another one that wanted to seed humanity with his sperm for a superior race, like Epstein and like Oprah and Clinton's buddy, John of God, who's in jail for it. But when it comes to Epstein, Epstein has his hand in everything. When I tell you all roads lead to the Rockefellers, who created the UN, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, basically the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton everything. Jeffrey Epstein was on the board of the Rockefeller Institute, in the Council of Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, and financing all of this science of transhumanism that also included the Wuhan lab and a virus. So the Epstein case is so big. Not only do I not believe he's not dead, but I believe that this Maxwell case that they're pulling off right now is a show trial. We've seen them all our lives, these show trials. They've been going on since the beginning of time. The Southern District of New York, as you guys know, the judge was just promoted basically right after this to the appeals court in D.C., which is right below the Supreme Court. James Comey's daughter, that's the best they could find as a prosecutor. And when I tell you something else, Cy Vance, who has been after the Trump family and Donald Trump for 4.5 years, trying to find anything he could, and he's got nothing. He took money from Epstein. He also, so did Cuomo, so did Schumer, so did Gillibrand, so did Clinton. Every politician in New York City and New York State took money from Jeff Epstein. And, you know, at this point, we should all be out there. First of all, there's thousands of girls, not four. There's thousands of girls. Here's the worst part. There's also thousands of children. Okay. Well, they ran. Okay.
Mel, okay. So let me ask
you. Wait a minute. First of all, everybody take a breath. Yeah. Mel is giving us so many nuggets. Just take a breath, take a deep cleansing breath. Yeah. Okay, because I know the audience is like, well, what? Really? What happened? Okay, go ahead.
So what I want to know is that possibly the reason why the left it is so okay with pushing child pornography in our schools and different things like that? And little boys and so forth.
It's like they're pushing it. It's almost like it's pedophilia being pushed in the minds of our young people now.
Even down to this transhumanism and all of this different stuff, right. I hear them. It's like they want everybody to be virtual, like inhumane, like not human, but a caricature. It kind of seems like to me that they're trying to push this nation into
And like I'm telling you,
right track.
Yeah, the missing piece here is that Epstein was very involved, as was Bill Gates, as were a lot of Epstein's clients. You know, Epstein never graduated from college, but somehow he worked at the Dalton School, a $75,000 private school in Manhattan at 20 years old, teaching teenage kids math. Somehow from there, he's tutoring the head of Bear Stearns' kids. Somehow, without a college degree or any college experience or work experience, he's on a main desk at Bear Stearns that only a few years later completely implodes. Then Jeffrey Epstein starts his own firm, and his specialty was helping billionaires hide their money so they didn't have to pay taxes. His only known client was a man, Les Wexner, who, of course, we were all young. We're around the same age. You remember when they started doing the Victoria's Secret ads and like on TV and the Abercrombie & Fitch, and I'd be sitting watching TV with my dad, like, oh my God, this is tech. Well, that's him. And that was Jeffrey Epstein's only known client. Okay. He sold him a $70 million mansion in Manhattan for a dollar. Okay. So that's Les Wexner, his partner. Also, back in MENA, Arkansas, when Bill Clinton was running the MENA, Arkansas thing with Southern Air and Air America and all of that, I don't know, Jeffrey Epstein and Les Wexner walk into MENA, Arkansas and take the entire Air America Southern Air project under Bill Clinton and move it to Columbus, Ohio, where Les Wexner and him are that's their headquarters. Epstein and Clinton go back years, okay? And what's really going on here, and like you asked about the pedophilia and the transhumanism, they believe, A, in eugenics, B, on Epstein's Island, if people do not know, and it is not debunked, and it is total fact, he had a satanic temple with a statue of Moloch, the deity that all these people is for child sacrifice. And this is a big part of what this case is about. And really, we need to stop allowing them to dictate the truth and get to the truth. The truth is that these people were compromised. All the people that were involved in the blackmail ring, once they were compromised, it doesn't stop. And a lot of these people came from the secret societies that JFK warned us about, and they all got together. And a big part of it, the big part of the push of pedophilia, I hate to say it, is ritual. It's sickening, but a part of their beliefs. These aren't, you know, I hate that a lot of people say that they're Jews or this. No, they're Luciferian Canaanites. That is what they believe. And I don't care if anyone else does. I know what they did on that island. And I'm telling you right now, a lot of the pedophilia is about stealing the life force of children.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay, Mel K, what got you to get so involved in investigating and uncovering this, to have all of this knowledge about it?
Well, you know, first it was that I went to NYU and I was a journalism person, and then I went into film, and I got really into writing historical drama. And I came across this book by one of my other heroes besides you two, Hannah Arendt, called Eichmann in Jerusalem, The Banality of Evil. And it was a book about she was trying to figure out how Germany became what it became during the war, and how people all followed in lockstep. And she came to a place where she realized that a lot of these people would just say that they were following orders, regardless of the level of evil. It would be like, and it would be this concept that people that are committing evil never think at all. They just behave in a way that is evil, and they find a way to compartmentalize. That's what I took from it. So I knew that very young. Then after college, I worked a little in New York in the industry. Then I moved to Hollywood. And when I moved out there, the satanic temple and the satanic like stuff and the pedophilia and all of that was there. But it was covert. By the early 2000s, it was overt. There, something happened, and I saw a lot of stuff. The reason I know about Epstein Island is I know people who were there from Hollywood. Hey. And I can tell you, they were there. It is real. It really happened. And but what happened to me was, I was working, and I was lucky. I always worked. I always worked hard. But I started to see not only that the satanic undertones were real, but that some people that people really love were parts of, had made some kind of oath. And there was witches' covens. And I'm telling you that this is real. And there were secret societies, and there were Masonic rituals, and people that you guys know.
And this also, but when I was there, I realized that some of these people I had already known when I worked in New York City, and they were connected. And as time went on, and then something really crazy happened with the pedophilia stuff, because that be it Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ happened 20 years ago in Hollywood. This is not new. They started saying, if you weren't part of one of these groups and in with these people and part of this club, you weren't working. You were just not working. But what also started happening was you would start to go to places like The Standard or places that were hot at the time, Chateau Marmont. You would go to parties in the hills and events, and people would show up after hours. I mean, like midnight, 2, 1 in the morning, agents, managers, like producers with children, and people were acting like it was normal, and it wasn't normal. Everyone knew it wasn't normal, but it was kind of like, just accept that these, like, you know, 13, 14, 11-year-old kids are here to meet other people in the industry at midnight in the Hollywood Hill. And it was just, it got to a point, I was at the time I was working at E, and I looked around and I said, something evil is going on here. And the place I think that is the hub built a big giant, like their main new headquarters. And when I saw this place and I saw what was going on, I had to get out of there. And then I really started digging into what was really going on and who was involved and what was happening. And I started talking about it publicly and saying, no, something is wrong. And it's being sanctioned by the highest people in Hollywood. And then I realized it wasn't even them. It was people above them. It's the people I'm talking about. It's remember Trump said in an interview, he said there's an invisible enemy. He said there's an invisible enemy, and everyone thought he was talking about the virus. He was not talking about the virus. He said they have all the money, all the power, their own military, and the people don't even know their names. And that's why I've spent the last 3 years calling out Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum and the Rockefeller Foundation and the fraud that is the United Nations and the overlords in Switzerland. And all these people, they are exact same people that financed both sides of World War I, World War II, the French Revolution. I mean, these, they have a model. They set people up in some kind of slavery, debt slavery or blackmail. And they've done the debt slavery with the color revolutions in so many countries. Right now, we're watching it unfold for what they did in Ukraine. The Ukrainian people right now are captured by these people. They infiltrated them under Obama. We're watching that now. What they did in Libya is such a war crime. But all of this stuff, we've been so deceived by this small group of oligarchs and billionaires. Just look at who just went to Glasgow. They went to Glasgow just now, the installed Biden regime, and pledged allegiance to the New World Order. Build back better, you know, all of that. And Jeffrey Epstein was their blackmailer.
You're right. I believe that part because he was on television the other day saying it's not going to be until the world, not the United States, but to the whole world get vaccinated. I said, they're ushering us into something else. And this is not the way this is supposed to go. So something is seriously wrong.
So let me ask you your opinion about this. So with the installation of the Biden regime and all of the fraudulent or illegalities that took place back during the election, and when we look at how our systems, for example, our Supreme Court justice is not even doing what they're supposed to do, do you think that perhaps they may have been blackmailed or?
Yes, 100%, 100%. Listen,
So a lot of times, a lot of these politicians, whenever they go in and different and get into different positions, a lot of times the powers that be set them up or put them in compromising positions where they can come back and blackmail them.
100%, ladies, 100%. I will tell you, we have been deceived the most because I believe since the head of the Fourth Reich infiltration into America, George H.W. Bush, got himself into the White House, I don't think that our votes have mattered one time, one election since then. The minute that they adopted these machines, don't forget, the guy that runs the Smartmatic and all that, his name is Lord Moloch Brown. Who's his boss? George Soros, okay? George Soros' hand is in everything. Okay. And you know, it's funny, people say, oh, you can't say that about George Soros. Yeah, I can. I can, because I can prove it. I can prove it. This man said on stage that his one goal in life is to destroy America from the inside out, because their goal is a one world government where 10 men from these bloodline families control the planet. And they've gotten away with it for decades. And the truth of the matter is that they are caught. They are exposed. I believe that we are watching a giant sting operation. We all love Mike Lindell. He is doing yeoman's work, and I believe that it's being delayed by the good guys. And here's the truth. Yes, one of Jeffrey Epstein's biggest blackmail operations was judges. Okay, so you're wondering what is going on with all these judges. You know, do you think that? So look. What is going on is that either they're compromised because they have video of them doing things with underage girls or boys at A, B, they took bribes, or worst of all, they're in on it. And the craziest part is this is like Nazi Germany. This is the same playbook. These idiots, these low-level politicians and low-level prosecutors and all these installed people, which you can trace all of them back to one of George Soros's thousands of NGOs that financed all these DAs that are ruining our country and rogue prosecutors and judges and rogue sheriffs. This is the problem. This is why 2020 has to be solved. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about the down ballots. It's about that we have judges, we have prosecutors, we have city councils, we have school boards, we have Mayor. sheriffs, yeah. Most of all, that are financed and put in there. They are communist, socialist, or they are compromised, and they were put in there because of that. And the bottom line is, the one thing standing between their Great Reset and their One World Order right now is the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Bill of Rights, and our Judeo-Christian values that says every human is born with inalienable rights that cannot be taken away. And this is the agenda. The Great Reset is the end of all of what I just said. And the one thing they need to do is to take out America from the inside out, because America, the whole world is counting on America right now to fight back. We are the last stand for this whole planet. We are the last stand.
But when you look at a lot of these people that you just described, a lot of them is old as hell.
Why are they still trying to hold? Are they passing it down to their children? Why would they want to see everything destroyed? I don't understand the concept or their concept. Why do you want to see everybody slaves and just 10 of you all running?
Wouldn't something happen to their children or their children eventually? You know, if nobody have nothing, then eventually they're not going to have anything.
Well, they don't really seem to understand that, because they believe that a lot of the research and stuff that they've been doing with transhumanism, Bill Gates just put $100 million into something called OpenAI that creates like simulation humans. I'm not joking, you guys. It's like, Terminator.
I heard about that today.
Yeah, it's like Terminator. And basically they want to get rid of the entire middle class. Listen, anyone that innovates, that is an entrepreneur, that believes in liberty and freedom and wants to raise their children how they want and believes the government should be small and their choices and their dreams and their goals big and that humans should have potential, they want destroyed. The depopulation agenda is real, and we are living through it right now. And, you know, they know who the sheeple are. And like you said about the elderly ones, they've been working on transhumanism. They've been working on they do believe that they're trying to live forever. And the ones that are older that won't retire, like Pelosi and all these, they have so many crimes in their basket. I will tell you right now, I believe that all the persecution of Donald Trump has been 100% about them not wanting their crimes exposed.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of stuff.
They have to get Trump out.
Everything that they say that President Trump was doing or is doing or what have you, they are already doing.
And you know what? I think that this is really more now than an election. I think for years, decades, up under our noses, nefarious things have been going on. Yep. We just didn't know it about it until all of this here, the pandemic the way that the election was held. And now the American people are beginning to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? You know, the one thing that we've been trying to do is wake up America. This is not normal, you all. This is not normal. This is That's not right. the normal way of doing things. And it's slowly but surely people are becoming awakened. Something is. But how do we move this thing forward? I don't want people to feel like they have a sense of security where they're going to take care of it. I think it's time for the American people because this is about we the people.
Yes.
This is about our freedoms. See, the election was just a symbol. The pandemic right. was just a symbol, but this is what they about to try
they
to take us out.
Us.
Yes. And that was one thing President Trump said. They're not after me. They're after you, and I'm just standing in their way.
Right.
Now, he
yeah.
said that.
Yes.
People may not have realized what he was talking about, but when you look at all of this, Woo. Something is up.
They realize
where do we, the American people, where do we go from here?
Well, I thought the whole time, I knew the whole time what Trump was saying. Here's the great part about Trump and you guys and me, I think, is we say what we mean and we mean what we say. You don't right. have to decipher what we're saying. We're saying what we think, and we're handing you facts and truth. Trump said the whole time it was never about him. I don't think he ran because of him. I think he ran because he knew their master plan was to infiltrate and destroy America from the inside out because they could not have their one world government, new world order with America standing. America
That's
is the problem.
He didn't take no money from them.
That's right. He didn't right. take no money or none of that. And you know what? He couldn't be bought. That's what I like. He could not
right.
be bought. I love that about him.
That's right.
Yeah.
But right now, you know what, Mel? We're going to have to stand together as Americans.
We're going to have to
open up our mouths. You know, I keep hearing about, well, they got it all. I don't know who got it all. But
no, I agree. I agree. And I don't think that's helpful at this point. I got to be honest. I've had it with that whole thing. Nobody's coming to save us. We got to save ourselves. Thomas Jefferson made it very, very clear that when a government had become so tyrannical and so dystopic. What they are doing right now, they're running our country like a monarchy. The District of Columbia is a vassal state. It's not even part of our country, and it's completely controlled by foreign entities, okay? They never were supposed to have this power. What we the people need to do is A, take back our local communities. You find out if crazy stuff's going on in your community with them sexualizing your children or telling children that they're oppressed while other ones are oppressors, or you're seeing that all this crime in New York City. I'm in New York City. We have no bail. We have no cops. We have to show our QR code to go in to get our haircut or whatever. They go to the dinner, whatever. New York City is full on Nazi Germany at this point. And there's a lot of sheeple, but there's a lot of people waking up. But what I will say is, A, we have to stop complying. B, we have to realize that we all share the same enemy. They don't care about black, white, straight, gay. These people do not care. What they care about is that we're divided, we're fighting each other, and we don't see them. And that is the whole goal.
Ooh,
so first things first.
They want us to see color, but not see them.
Right. Ooh. First things first, you have to look at your local community. Who is in your city council? Who is in your school board? Who's your sheriff? Who are your judges? Look into their backgrounds. How are they financed? How did they get there? What is that? And expose the ones that you see have clear connections to Zuckerberg or Soros or any of these people. A, B, get out there and run for these positions. Get out there and do your civic duty. Earn your citizenship. Citizenship should be something that you hold so dear. We should all be so proud to be American citizens. And there is a job to do right now. We can't leave a void. Second, third, here's something everyone can do. I don't know if people know this, but every American citizen is entitled to a receipt for their election, for their vote. And what you can do is you can call your county clerk. And if we have 80 million people do this, you call your county clerk and you ask for the receipt from your vote from 2020. I will tell you something. I've had people that watch my show do this. They call me. They find out that they waited in line 5 hours, voted for Trump, down ballot Republican. They find out that they mailed it in and that they voted for Biden and straight down Democrat. Or they find out that they mailed it in and they only voted for Biden and nothing else.
Wow.
Or people finding out they didn't vote at all and they waited for. I mean, people. Every person is entitled to a receipt of their vote. That's the truth. On top of that, most important is to be brave and be fearless, because 1-7 was about that Thomas Jefferson and the founding fathers said, at this point that we are at with DC, this dumpster fire that I don't believe is salvageable, at this point, we the people don't have the right, shouldn't just do it, have the duty to replace them and to put back in people that are by the people and for the people. And it's that's my right. firm belief that Donald Trump and good people out there know this, and that they are watching this and everything, but it's we the people that are supposed to be running the country. That's, and what 1-7 did was it put the fear of God in good people that you better not fight back. If you come and you protest or you show up, we're going to throw you in an illegal, unconstitutional gulag in the vassal state of the District of Columbia that has no power, doesn't believe in the Constitution, doesn't is a foreign entity. Basically, a foreign-run entity between the Vatican.
I have a question. So you're telling me, let me make sure I understand this right. So the people that's there, that was there January the 6th, and they're locked up right now, are you telling me they're in a particular space where it's like a foreign, considered a foreign country?
Basically, yeah. The District of Columbia is not a part of... It's a foreign entity. It's a vassal state, just like the Vatican and the City of London, which is not London. Okay. It's the Rothschild Bank.
So now, woo! That makes me now understand some of the things where when they put these guys or people into solitary confinement and they can't have any access to religion, the Bibles or what have you, and then they don't even get a bail and so forth, they're under a whole nother set of rules. And God, like, so when you look at the Capitol and the White House, the Capitol, that is then technically on foreign land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what, Mel? Okay. We're going to have you back to have the conversation about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay, a big deal.
I listen to you, but a lot of stuff I just don't know. And I'm like, interesting. But let me ask you this. Why don't they talk about some of these? Oh, because they all in on it. That's why the media don't talk. And we like, be a led to the father. Everybody's in on the foolery.
Yeah. Right. And this isn't new, you guys. This isn't new. Jeffrey Epstein is just, and Maxwell are just the latest of this blackmail crew. There was a whole one before them. Maxwell's father was involved in it. This is not new. This is the way that they've done it all along. They are a mafia. They are organized crime. And this is why the Epstein case has to be exposed for what it really is. Because he wasn't the only one, okay? These people, they compromised everyone. And you know what? Just like Hollywood, what I realized when I was there and I said, you know what? I spent 20 years, I worked my butt off. All I wanted to do was make movies. I don't want anything to do with these people. I don't, and you know what? Here's the truth, you guys. The only things that are really law in this country, all these committees, people don't know 9/11, the Patriot Act was written 2 years before 9/11. To spy on us, okay? To enslave us. This was all a plan. And what I have to say is the only things that are law in America are the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible. Everything else is fraudulent. It's all fake. And what we need to do is we need to get back involved in our states. We are a constitutional republic. They manipulate this democracy BS. That's all open society, Soros, this international cabal. The truth is, we got to go and reinvest in our sovereign states. Make sure, get this toxic disgustingness from DC out of every single one of our states. Let's take back state pride, local pride. Put our states back first, then have all the states get together and decide what we want the federal government to look like. Because that dumpster fire is done. That dumpster fire doesn't care about us at all. And this is our country, and we got to take it back.
I'm asking the question, how is the United States being ran by a foreign country, by a foreign entity? And I told you the other day, America is like we're being sieged by...
We've been taken hostage. We have gone alone. They skin in the green. Nobody is...
Open borders. With foreigners.
We got to tap into our reserve. Ain't that supposed to be for the military if something happens?
Selling back to China?
Yeah, it's selling over to China. And then everybody is going along with it like this is okay. This is not normal.
Yeah.
This is not normal.
Oh, man.
Mel, we can talk for hours. Listen, I want you to promise us that you will come back on the show.
I will come back whenever you want.
I'll
come back whenever you want. And I want to leave you guys with this truth. Is you are absolutely right. We have been infiltrated from the inside out by a foreign entity that owns our country. And all roads lead, unfortunately, we were all raised to think Switzerland was some kind of neutral place. No. All roads lead to the Bank of International Settlements and a group of people in Geneva, Switzerland, and Davos and Bilderberg and the fraudulent UN that they control. And don't forget, it was the Bush, Clinton, Obama that sold our country to the CCP. But the truth of the matter is the CCP really is controlled by the same people. If you look at the UN right now, every single committee at the UN at the very top has a member of the Chinese Communist Party. So, and here's the truth. Kissinger, Rockefeller, yep. Soros, Gates, all the people that are at the very top of the destroy Donald Trump regime, they have always said the biggest problem to their goals for the Great Reset is the United States and our Constitution. The biggest place that they would like to run the world is communist China, because the people are controlled and it would be a lot easier to run the one world government with communist China being the world power. And that is exactly what we're watching in real time.
Wow.
Right. Mel, are you on Gitter?
I am. I'm just starting to do a little more on there.
Okay, let everybody know where they can find you at, Mel.
Okay. Like you guys, I've been canceled from all the demon, but you know what? It's a badge of honor. I can be found on Rumble, The Mel Kay Show, BitChute, The Mel Kay Show, themelkayshow.com, which I have to tell your audience, if you go there and you go to my resources page, you can find real news sources. Okay. You can find people that are not cabal from around the world, as well as the FBI vault. There has been a lot of D-class. Nobody reports on it. You can find stuff from the CIA. Go on there to the resources and do your own research. Everything I'm telling you is 100% provable. I have plenty of evidence. And then the MelKayShow.tv, we just started. And I'm building at this point. But you know what? It's such an honor to be on here. I am telling you right now, if there was not Diamond and Silk, there would not be me. Because I'll tell you, I watched you guys and your brazen, your faith. It's your faith that inspired me the most, and your love of this country and your love of truth and justice. And I thank you so much for having me on. And it's such an honor. When Jean told me, I was like crying. I was like, what do you mean? I hope it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship with you guys. And I just ask the people to know God wins. God won this war already, but he needs we the people to be his soldiers on the ground. And you know what? This is biblical. This is God versus Satan. Yeah. This is good versus evil in the deepest sense. And guess what? God wins. So no fear. No fear, folks. Just know the enemy is not who you're being told. The enemy is way above here. And it was never about Donald Trump. It was always about humanity and God's role on this planet. And like we know, no one can beat God. Not Lucifer, not Satan, and not these demons.
All right, I love it. Mel, thank you so much for being with us. We enjoyed you all tonight. I know our audience loved you. And we'll have you back on our show. We love you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you so much, ladies. I hope you know how many people on this planet you inspire. Everyone loves you. And thank you so much for being you too, because you've opened so many more eyes than this world would have had open without you. And it's such an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Wow, okay, you all, Mel Kay, listen. I know that was a lot of information.
Yes.
And we're going to have her back on the show. And I know it's time for us to go because we are so over. Hold up, Logan. But let me just make the quick announcements.
Yes.
Let me tell you all something. I want to hear from other people that knows more things.
That's right.
We got to wake people up.
We can't keep being like that little mouse that's running around that little wheel, just around in a circle.
Enter, exit. There's something nefarious going on.
Right.
And if people have the information, I'm going to invite them over. So that's my little habit that I have sometimes over in the middle of the night. I will go find, and that's one of my sources that I find.
All right.
Because listen, you all, She knows things. She do her research. And like she said, go to her website, click on the resource button, and there's information there. Everything is not conspiratorial. There's something going on up under our noses.
Yes.
And it seems like that these people want us to know. They're making it public. Oh, if they're yes. making everything, well, hey, this is what's happening
yes,
here.
We finna
do this. We finna do that.
Yes.
Okay, we got to go. Listen, you okay. all. Please, please, please don't forget to support this platform. Support Diamond Seal. Support Mike Lindell by going to yes. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's promo code Trump1.
Yes, because you know he won. We everybody know he won. Okay. All right, please make sure you follow us on Chatit. Chatdit.com and Getter, GETTR.com, okay?
That's
and
right.
once you sign up, make sure you're following Diamond and Silk. Please make sure you go get your Trump mug at diamondandsilkstore.com. You can get you a wine glass. Please make sure you go over there and patronize that. Also, don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at mystore.com by using promo code Trump1 to receive up to 30% off your entire purchase. Also, don't forget about our prayer. Every day we pray
yes.
at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We pray for this country. We pray for you, and I hope you are praying for us.
That's right.
Prayer changes things. This is about good versus evil, the God versus the devil. So you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mel said it correctly. Yes. I mean, she said it right. So listen,
yes.
I want to make sure that you all are still praying, still have faith, and still pray. Also, if you have not emailed your attorney general for your state,
yes.
when we go off, go right here on Frank's speech, find the Supreme Court complaint. You can read over it, and then you can scroll down, and you should be able to email your attorney general of your state. We want to put the fire to their feet.
Yes.
Okay? We want them to go ahead on, sign off on it so that this can go to the Supreme Court. We want to know that we're doing everything that we are supposed to do.
That's
according
right.
to our laws, our rules, and our Constitution.
And I love the ideal about even printing off, having it printed off, and then wrapping it up as mm-hmm. a gift.
And giving it to people.
Giving it to people.
A lot of people don't know what's going on because they right. listen to the left-wing media and they're only feeding them one narrative.
One thing.
And if you talk outside of that narrative, oh, that's conspiratorial. Oh, that's it. And there's stuff going on. Stuff happened in 2020 that they don't want y'all to know about. So what you do, you print that paper off, print it back and front so it'll be about 40 pages
uh-huh.
instead of 80-some pages.
Uh-huh.
Or you know what I mean.
Put it in a binder if you want to just make it pure print.
Uh-huh. And then
like
wrap it up in some gift wrap paper and put a ball on how y'all will start handing that out to everybody. We got to get people on board and let them know what the heck is going on up in
and
here.
Send it to these AGs. Send it to them.
If you got family members that don't know what's going on, hey, I got a present
you got
for
something
you.
For you.
Stand outside of the grocery store and hand them out if you have to.
That's right.
We have to help our fellow Americans.
And we got to take our country back.
That's what we going to have to
from
do,
this,
you all.
This evil spirit.
Okay, now listen, we got to go. Hey, yeah. we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
Everyone's giving it
so
to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
You're watching Lindell TV.